Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. Game 2 between the Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies. Mets took Game 1 last night, and tonight they turned to David Peterson against Christopher Sanchez, and Peterson came out flying. He struck out a pair and set the Phils down in order. Then in the bottom half of the first inning, Jose Iglesias led off.
The 1-1, Iglesias hits it in the air pretty deep to left center. Back goes Rojas near the wall. It's gone! This is getting ridiculous. Christopher Sanchez never gives up home runs, but then again, nobody's been getting Jose Iglesias out. He's on a 14-game hitting streak now. It's his fourth home run of the year. Let us all have what he's eating and drinking. Right away here in the bottom of the first, the Mets won, the Phillies nothing. Great googly moogly.
Yeah, what he said. Either way, it was the smash of the game presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. Yeah, I think we were all feeling exactly how Howie was in that moment. Once again, the Mets were off and running, just one batter in against an all-star in Christopher Sanchez. They held a 1-0 lead. Starling Marte followed with an infield single off the third base bag, and then Mark Vientos walked to put a pair on, and still nobody out. A wild pitch advanced both runners into scoring position, but Pete Alonso went down on strikes for the first out of the inning. Brandon Nimmo followed with a ground out to second that plated Marte, and for the second consecutive night, the Mets had a 2-0 lead in the first. J.D. Martinez then grounded out to end the inning. 2-0 Mets after one in the top of the second. Alec Bohm and Nick Castellanos led off with base hits. J.T. Realmuto then floated a shallow fly ball to right field that fell beyond a backpedaling Pete Alonso. It was ruled an E3. Either way, the Phillies had the bases loaded, and Edmundo Sosa drove in Bohm with a sac fly to deep left center field to make it 2-1 Mets. Peterson came back with a strike out of Weston Wilson, and Johan Rojas popped out, and the Phillies were limited to just one in the second, despite the fact that they had the bases loaded with nobody out. Christopher Sanchez settled in and posted a zero in the bottom half of the inning. In the top of the third, Peterson struck out Kyle Schwarber to start the inning. Mark Vientos then took away extra bases from Trey Turner with a leaping grab over at third for the second out. Bryce Harper kept the inning alive with a base hit to left. Alec Bohm then singled out to right. That chased Harper to third, and in a one-run game, the Phillies had runners at the corners and Nick Castellanos up.
And with Peterson coming set back to the runner, Harper can really get a big lead. He's coming again. The 1-2 hit hard toward third, past the diving Vientos, off the tarp into left field. That'll tie the game. Harper is in. Bohm goes to third. Castellanos to second with a double, and now the ball gets away. Play at the plate, the tag. Bohm is out at home plate. Oh, chaos there, but the Mets recover in time to get an out on an overthrow.
Yeah, really nice job on a scramble play by Luis Torrens and David Peterson to cut down Alec Bohm. That would have been the go-ahead run. They get our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. That truly was a wacky play, to say the least, but it ended up being a game-tying double for Castellanos and a 2-2 game as we were on to the bottom of the third inning, where Christopher Sanchez shut down the Mets. In the top of the fourth, a one-out single by Edmundo Sosa put the go-ahead run on. Weston Wilson followed with a double to corner and left. That put a couple in scoring position for Johan Rojas.
Rojas lines one fair down the third baseline. How did that happen?
Ball
it was
boy.
Called fair, and now the ball goes behind the tarp.
Now the ball boy fielded it, I think.
Two runs are going to score, and Rojas goes to second. For now, it is 4-2 Phillies.
Yeah, and it was a fair ball. Adam Hamery, the third base umpire, was right on it. The ball hugged over the bag, then hit the chalk line, kicked off the tarp, and the ball boy down the left field line fielded it as if it was a foul ball. So it ended up being a two-run double for Johan Rojas. The Mets could not challenge. There was nothing to review. Call on the field was correct. Phillies with four unanswered runs and now had a 4-2 lead. Rojas then stole third, so it's some insurance 90 feet away for Kyle Schwarber, who popped out for the second out. Carlos Mendoza very aggressively went to his bullpen. David Peterson was done after 3 2/3. Adam Ottavino took over, and he got ahead in the count, no balls and two strikes on Trey Turner.
4-2 Phillies. Pitch. Hit hard right side. Base hit between first and second. Rojas scores. Turner brings him in. RBI single the other way, and it is 5-2 Philadelphia.
So Turner beats out of Ottavino, and the line on David Peterson was closed. 3 2/3, 8 hits, 5 runs, 4 of them earned, no walks, and 4 strikeouts. After Ottavino fell behind in the count, 3 balls and no strikes to Bryce Harper, the Mets put him on intentionally. Harper and Turner then pulled off a double steal. That put 2 in scoring position for Alec Bohm.
Ottavino's 1-1 to Bohm. Crushed in the air to left. Nimmo moving back to the track. At the wall. Looks up. It's gone. Alec Bohm with a huge 3-run home run for Philadelphia. It is 8-2 Phillies in the fourth. He tees off on Adam Ottavino. And now the Phillies break out their bats tonight after the Mets broke them out last night.
A 3-run shot for Alec Bohm and a 6-run Phillies lead. The inning came to an end when Nick Castellanos was issued a clock violation with 2 strikes. Phillies sent 9 to the plate, scored 6 times, and took the lead in the bottom of the fourth. Once again, a shutdown inning for Christopher Sanchez. Oscar Brazoban was on for the Mets in the fifth. He allowed a 2-out walk, but nothing else. 8-2 Phillies at the halfway mark. In the bottom of the fifth, Christopher Sanchez ran into a little bit of trouble. After setting down the first 2 Mets of the inning, Jose Iglesias doubled, his second hit of the night. Starling Marte and Mark Vientos then each walked. That loaded the bases with 2 away for Pete Alonso.
Now Alonso in an 0-2 hole. Sanchez trying to wriggle out of one himself. Comes to the belt. Now the pitch. Fastball in there. Strike 3 called, and that retires the side.
So Pete could not come through. It really did seem like the swinging point in the game. Even though the Phillies had a 6-run lead at that point, Pete picks up a base hit, maybe chip away. Instead, Sanchez in and out of trouble. In the fifth, in the top of the sixth inning, the Phillies kept tacking on against Oscar Brazoban. A walk to Kyle Schwarber and Trey Turner single set up an RBI base hit by Alec Bohm. That chased Brazoban from the ball game. Alex Young took over. He got Nick Castellanos to ground out to third, but because Turner went first to third on the base hit, he scored. That made it 10-2 Philadelphia. Inning came to an end when Edmundo Sosa grounded into a fielder's choice. Sanchez was done after 5. Orion Kerkering took over. He allowed a 2-out base runner, but nothing else in the sixth inning. Alex Young and Matt Strom traded zeros in the seventh. In the eighth, Danny Young came on. He set down the first 2 batters of the inning, but allowed a 2-out base hit to Nick Castellanos, which set up a 2-run home run by JT Realmuto to make it 12-2. Eventually, the inning came to an end on Edmundo Sosa ground out Tyler Gilbert posted a scoreless bottom of the eighth inning for Philadelphia. Eddie Alvarez then came on for the Mets in the top of the ninth. Rather than using another pitcher, Carlos Mendoza went to the position player. He did allow a couple of two-out base runners, but got Bryce Harper to fly out for a scoreless ninth inning. And then Jeff Hoffman closed the door in the bottom of the ninth with a couple of strikeouts to send Philadelphia to the postseason. And the Phillies' magic number to clinch the National League East is down to one.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.